The first foundation that tefillah is built upon is emunah. So obviously one needs to believe in Hashem's existence and that He created the world and He's with us in a very real way, no less than all the things we can feel and touch. However, this isn't really even termed emunah. This is classic of Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal. He says that the knowledge of Hashem's existence is really a simple fact, which is obvious to anyone who isn't totally blind. He says that the song that the world sings in praise of Hashem is audible to anyone who isn't totally deaf. Although there are many who don't see and hear, but to us who do know of Hashem's existence, and our eyes have been opened up, all we need to do is look around and think, who created all this? And the fact of Metzius Hashem, Hashem's existence, is something pashut, it's simple, undeniable. And it doesn't even require emunah to believe and accept. So what then is the mitzvah of emunah? The mitzvah of emunah is to believe that Hashem is omnipotent and can do anything, and there's nothing that's beyond His ability. Emunah is to believe in what is beyond our capability to fully understand and process. We can't truly express or appreciate what Hashem's ability is, how much power He possesses, and what He can do. When a person is suffering through a difficult time, things are terrible. He becomes depressed and despondent, losing hope because of his situation. He's being tested in his emunah, because if someone truly has emunah shlema, total belief, knowing that Hashem holds the solution for every situation, no matter how bleak and impossible it is, Hashem can change it, Hashem has that power. If someone has that belief, he would have hope. He wouldn't give up. Think of someone who chas v'shalom is suffering from an untreatable illness. He hears that a doctor has just come to the hospital who is the only person in the whole world who has had success treating this illness. Wouldn't he suddenly be filled with joy and hope? Even though he doesn't know if the doctor will take him as a patient, he doesn't know if the doctor will have any success treating him, and who knows how many other unknown variables there are, nevertheless, the simple fact that this doctor exists and he's here now will fill the sick person with a ray of light, a sliver of hope, and change his mood and his outlook. If someone is staggering under a mountain of debt and has exhausted all options and faces the worst consequences of his debt, and then he hears that a friend he had forgotten about is coming to visit him, and this friend is very wealthy, he'll be full of happiness, and he'll be able to physically see the change in his demeanor, his expression, as he suddenly has some possibility of hope, no matter how small. So if by the same token, were we to truly believe in Hashem's ability to save us, to help us, to heal us, although we don't know if He will, we don't know if we deserve it, we don't know what Hashem's plan is, but the mere fact that it's possible, that there's hope, that there's someone who can help, would fill us with hope and banish our feeling of despair. And if we don't feel this, it's because we're missing a level of emunah. At times when someone is in a very difficult situation, they'll daven to Hashem, pour out their hearts. But the approach is of someone who's like complaining to a friend and telling them of all their suffering. They might tell Hashem, oh, it's so difficult and I'm giving up, there's no way out. And it's a beautiful level of closeness, but it's not emunah. If one believes in Hashem's ability to help, then that is not the way we would address him. The thought process would be, I'm talking to someone who has all the answers. Let me beg him to help me. Imagine someone who has been trying to get an appointment, a doctor, a lawyer, banker, whatever, someone he really needs to get a hold of. He desperately needs their help, and try as hard as he can, he's just not getting the appointment. So he goes to a Starbucks to get a coffee and strikes up a conversation with a random stranger. And all of a sudden, he realizes that this is the person he's been trying so hard to get an appointment with. Now, wouldn't he be overcome with joy at this amazing opportunity that just presented itself? And that's how every Shemoneh Esrei is.